world. Welcome back to my podcast, or welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Addison Clare, and this is Addison in Action, where we talk life, encourage each other, and take action. I started this podcast when I was 10 to encourage other people and share my thoughts and ideas. I'm almost 13 now, and I can't wait to jump back in action with you all. Today, we will be talking about reading our Bible and sticking with it. If you're anything like me, you love reading your Bible, but it can be hard to stay consistent or even pick it up in the first place. Just a little backstory on my Bible reading plan is that for 2024, one of my biggest New Year's resolutions was to read my Bible and make that a daily habit. But I think before we even think about getting a Bible, getting highlighters, getting apps, getting anything that we have access to that people sell or that we can download or whatever it might be, I think we need to realize that our Bible is the most valuable thing that we can hold in our hands. Oh, just this book that has 66 books in it and that just talks about the story of this man who came down from earth and then died on the cross and so many stories in between, before and after. Like, that just book is the most valuable, most important piece of paper, piece of any materialistic thing that you could ever hold in your hand in your entire life. That book is full of direction and guidance. God speaks to you through it. It is so, so crucial to have. So I just think understanding that just motivates me alone to be like, okay, hey, like, my Bible literally is so important to me. Like, for me, if my house was burning down, fire, whatever, that would be the one and only thing that I could grab. If I was going to, I don't know, if I was taking a trip and I only could bring one thing, I would bring my Bible. It's just the most important thing in our life. Like, even though, you know, it's not like our relationship with God, because obviously that's really important, but like, it's this tangible thing that God has for us, that it's so, so important. And we need to realize that before we even think about, you know, finding a good one or whatever, because honestly, we should just be grateful for any Bible that we have, even though, you know, it is important to, you know, have your certain things that you like and have this and have that and have these highlighters and these pens and these cool things. But I just think understanding the value of this book is so, so, so crucial. So I just think that alone is so important, that is just the most important thing in your life that you could ever get your hands on. So I just think understanding that, it's so important. But for me, like I said, my Bible, it honestly just ever since, it's April now, so I've been doing this since January 1st, and I have seen an ultimate change in my life. I feel like when I spend time, intimate time with Jesus, intentional time with Jesus, I'm a different person. If I have a bad day, I'm like, dude, I need to go to my room. I need to go to my closet. I need to just throw my phone on my bed, silence it, take my watch up, whatever I need to do. And I just need to just read something, just do something, because it motivates me. It makes me feel better. It encourages me. It literally just changes. It just washes my soul clean. It's literally amazing what God can do through this, just this book, you know? So I just think of just a little personal experience is that, like, I feel so much better. It starts my day off right when I get up 30 minutes early and I read my plan for the day. Or like I said, whenever I'm having a bad day, it encourages me. It makes me feel better. It lifts me up. And it helps grow that relationship that you have with Jesus, because I feel like our relationship with Jesus is like that God, he's always there. He's always been. Think of it as like two cliffs. He's on one cliff and we're on the other. He's always been standing, waiting on the edge for us, waiting for us to call out to him, waiting for us, planning our way, planning all these things, crafting these things, sculpting these things, and just waiting for us, sending out all these invitations and all these signs for us to come over. And we're over here on this other cliff, just hanging out, whatever, having our worldly desires, our worldly dreams, our worldly things, where, you know, we might not get by the edge of the cliff or whatever, and we might go do this and do that. But once we realize that, like, hey, there's a God over here on this other cliff, like, who's like waiting for you to build that bridge, to build that relationship, because he gives you the things. He gives you those bricks. He gives you the rope. He gives you the cement. He gives you whatever you need to make this bridge, this relationship. He provides all those things because he's just waiting for you. And then when you decide, like, hey, I want to go and build this bridge. Let me take these ropes. Let me take this things. Let me take also all these abilities that he's given me to tie these ropes, to build these bricks, to build all these things. Then, like, you're great. You're golden. Like, oh my goodness. Like, awesome. Like, amazing. So I just think that's kind of one kind of rope that you can tie, one brick that you can put down to build this bridge, to form this relationship that you have with your Holy Father that he wants you to have, that he's just waiting for you to build, that he's wanting you to have it. So I think we learn more about that relationship. We want to have that relationship and we feel worthy of doing that because I feel like, you know, a lot of people, you know, as believers, you know, we feel like there's a God out there that loves me. Like, what? After everything I've done, why would he want to give me the things? Why would he want to have a relationship with me? Why would he give me these abilities? Why would he do, like, what? Like, that's whack. That's crazy. Come on. Like, but he's saying, like, hey, your sins are wiped clean. You're fine. You're good. Come on, build this bridge with me. Build this relationship. Whatever. So I think we are filled with capability that, like, okay, like, I can do this. And then you feel so restored and redeemed and healed once you do, because once you've built that relationship, then you're like, oh my goodness, like, this is great. So I think just taking that step of having that intentional time, and something that I've learned with reading my Bible, and I experienced this the other day, is that, so when I was reading my Bible before school, I'm just sitting here, I'm reading, I'm in 2 Samuel. That's a really good book of the Bible. You should definitely go read it. So I was just reading and I was behind on my plan, because the plan that I'm doing is, so I was going to do the whole Bible this year. So I go on my Bible app and I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can read the whole Bible in a year. Let's go. Let's do this. So then I'm like looking throughout the days, and then by like April, it's like 6 chapters a day. And I'm like, dude, I cannot do this. So I'm doing the Old Testament in a year, and that's going really good. So that's kind of the plan I'm doing. So anyways, I was in 2 Samuel and I was really behind. I had like 7 chapters that I needed to read. And I was like, okay, let's just go. So I read like 4 chapters, 3 chapters, whatever it was. And I got done and it was like 6 o'clock, and I was like, okay, let's get ready. And I just asked myself, I was like, what did you just learn? What did I get from that intentional, the time that I got up early to spend with God? What did I learn? I learned nothing, because I was so worried about getting it done. I was so just worried, like, I'm going to read chapter 6 and chapter, okay, let me do this before I get ready. Okay, I still got to, like, pack my lunch. Okay, like, I was so worried. I was so wrapped up in this, of all these other things. And I was like, dude, I didn't even, like, what did I even learn? Like, I mean, I knew the characters. I knew, like, kind of, but, like, I didn't even, like, so I think I didn't really learn anything. So I think another key thing about, you know, just building that bridge and, you know, all the things, is, like, taking intentional time with God. Even though you might feel behind on your plan, even though, you know, you do this, you do that, whatever, like, it is so much better to read a chapter and feel God's presence and learn something and, you know, use that throughout the day than read 4 and not learn anything and just check those off. Because I think that's another kind of thing that I've learned, is like, okay, let me do this so I can just check it off. No, let me do this so I can get closer to the Lord. So I think that's just something that is very important also, is like, we have to spend intentional time with God, because that's also how we sustain a long-lasting bridge. You gotta, you know, if you're tying all these ropes, like, you don't want to make loose ropes. You want to have them really tight, and you want to have them good and sustainable so they last and they're good. So I think that's something very important that we as, like, believers and Christ followers have to remember, is we're always intentional. And I think once we are intentional with God, the one who created us, the one who we're building the relationship with in the first place, then that overflows. It's the same thing when you live for Christ. When you live for Christ, that overflows with every single person. When you learn to be intentional with the one person that you need to be intentional to, then you're intentional with all the people around you. You're present with all your friends. You respect your teachers, your mentors, your bosses, your parents, whoever. You love on others unconditionally. It's just that intentional behavior, it flows out. And it honestly is so refreshing to the soul when you are like, okay, instead of just, you know, getting by today and let's just, okay, I'm just gonna get through today. Like, okay, let's be intentional and let's maybe ask my friend how her weekend was, or let me ask my teacher how she's been doing, or let me do this or do, like, it feels good. Like, when I have days like that, I walk home, I walk through my front door after I got off the bus, and I'm like, okay, I did good today. Like, it's really, really a good feeling. So I think just having those, like, intentional, like, mindset, that intentional mindset, it's very, very crucial to your relationship with God and through especially reading your Bible. So I think, kind of just to jump into today's action steps, the first one was to find a good Bible. So I obviously, a little bit about me, I love, love, love wide margins. I'm a sucker for wide margins. I love them so much. I don't have a Bible with wide margins yet because I will admit I'm very, very picky with my Bibles. So I, like, my friend has a wide margin Bible, and I'm like, oh, I love it so much. It's literally like you can just doodle and write and take notes, and I'm like, I love this so much. So, like, just find little things like that that just make you so happy. Like, it's so fun. Like, if you like red letter Bibles, if you like certain translations, if you like this, if you like that, like, find those things that you love. And also, to kind of go along with that, it's like to find good tools. Like, obviously, like, I'm a girl and I'm super girly, and I'm not very creative. Like, I have some friends who are like sitting in church and they have like a whole like Picasso like artwork on their page with doodles, and I'm like, girl, how do you do, like, I just, my brain doesn't work like that. But I love fun colors, and I love, like, every time before Wednesday night at church, I'll pick a corresponding, like, a pen and a highlighter, so they, like, go together and they look super cute. And then I'll always do, like, a heading before, and, like, I'll maybe whatever, like, I'll write the, like, whatever we're reading, like, I'll do it in cursive, or I'll make it just cute like that. So, like, again, just finding fun things that just, like, make you so happy. Like, find some, like, Amazon, like, great, like, go to Target, go to their, they, like, my Target has, like, a whole aisle of highlighters and things. So go there and find some good highlighters, pins, sticky notes, whatever you need. Just go find that, because I'm a sucker for those. My second action step would be to get the YouVersion app or use Blue Letter Bible. So let me just tell you, the YouVersion app is literally amazing. I do it every single day. I get on there. I have my plan, my Old Testament in a year plan. So I get to check that off every morning or every night, every day, whatever. And then they have the verse of the day. So, what was today? It was in Acts today, but doesn't matter, whatever. And then it has, like, normally, like, an author, a speaker, or a preacher, or whatever. They'll come on there, and they'll kind of just explain a little bit more. And there's, like, some guided prayers on there. It is really, like, amazing. I love it so much. And then you can, like, have friends on there, and you can highlight things, and it just has, like, the normal Bible with all the translations. And you can share things with people, and they have, like, tons of cute images, like, correlating to the verses. It's so amazing. I absolutely recommend getting it. So if you don't have it, go and download it now. It's free, not sponsored, but it's literally so amazing. Secondly, get the Blue Letter Bible, especially in the Old Testament. I can think of about, like, 4 chapters that I have read, and I'm like, what in the actual heck is this talking about? So it's just type in Safari, Google, Blue Letter Bible, pick your translation, and it goes, like, verse, normally, like, verse by verse, like, passage by passage, couple verses by couple verses, and it explains, like, what it means, but it's not, like, it's, like, actually helpful. Like, I've had some people try to explain it to me, and I'm like, you did not help me at all, no offense, or, like, some websites, or, like, sometimes in church, I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm so lost right now. but really not just the Old Testament, but really in any place, we can all get confused. So just like looking that up, it's so amazing. Pick your translation, pick your book, pick your verses, whatever, and it's literally amazing. So absolutely the YouVersion and absolutely Blue Letter. Amazing. Okay, lastly, my personal favorite is to get up early to spend time with Jesus daily. So I get up 30 minutes before I like normally get up. So like today I would have gotten up at 6, but I got up at 5:30. And I know waking up is very, very hard. It is, especially when you have school, work, college, whatever, even if it's like summer, whatever, it is very hard to get up for that alarm. I completely get it. It's very, very hard. But like I said, it's just spending that intentional time with Jesus. It starts your day off so, so good. But also I think another key part of this is like to not like, you know, get up, set your like whatever and spend like 10 minutes on YouTube, Instagram, like whatever. Like, no, you get up. Like, I set my alarm on Alexa just so I'm not tempted to, like, get on, because when I started, I would set my alarm on my phone, and then I would, like, you know, like, snooze it, not snooze it, like, turn it off, whatever, and then I would see, like, notifications, and I'd be like, oh, let me look at this, and then I would be like, oh, wait, it is 6:10, I did not read my Bible at all this morning, dang it. So I think just, like, making sure, like, even if you don't have an Alexa or don't have a little, like, alarm, like a clock, whatever, like just making sure you look at your Bible before you look at your phone. So just like I said, do your reading plan, do like just, I think another big thing about in the morning is like, okay, one, Proverbs 31, I don't remember what verse is, but she arises before the sun does, or however it says it. So you're honoring the Bible when you get up early before the sun rises. So love that. And then secondly, like, there's nothing going on. Like, for me, my mom's not hollering down for me to do the dishes. My brother's not stomping in my room and annoying me. No one's texting me. No one's FaceTiming me. No, nothing's going on. I don't have, like, my worries and all my things and all my thoughts and all these, like, things that come with our on day-to-day basis. Like, that hasn't started yet. Like, I just got up and I'm like, oh, whatever. So, like, you know, when I come home from school, I'm like, okay, I got a test on Friday. I got to study for that. I lost this. I got to find this. Oh, no, I got to turn this in tomorrow. I gotta do this. I gotta, what, like, those just, like, those haven't really hit yet. So it's just, it's very nice. It just, it's you, it's God, it's the sunshine, and it's the birds chirping. Like, it, that's literally it. It is the most relaxing and amazing feeling that you could ever experience, and it's the best way to start your day. So those are my three action steps, and I really hope this encouraged you guys to pick up your Bible, to understand the value of it, to be intentional, to find some things to just make you happy and just make you squeal and just get you excited to use your Bible, motivate you to spend time with Jesus. But thank you guys so much for joining me. Make sure you tune in next Friday, and I'll see you guys next episode. Bye.